Welcome to this Saturday, October 5th, 2024 edition of Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I am your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we'll delve into the world of finance, superannuation, and insurance within Australia and beyond. Our first story is a beacon of hope for the younger generations in Australia. In an environment challenged by high housing and living costs, Generation Z and millennials find comfort in the country's superannuation system. Recent insights shared by Australian Super indicate a promising future, thanks to an expected rise in superannuation guarantees from 10% to 12%. This amplifies the power of compound interest, potentially increasing retirement savings. Almost a third of millennials suspect they would have less than $10,000 in retirement savings if not for these compulsory contributions. While current financial strains exist, the safety net of superannuation seems to protect against tomorrow's uncertainties. Moving on, transparency has become a major talking point in the evolving landscape of insurance broking. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee has advocated for obligatory small business disclosures, prompting a reevaluation of the National Insurance Brokers Association's 2022 code. This call for a heightened level of transparency exceeds current legal norms and aims to ensure trust is upheld, particularly amid small businesses. Casting our nets a little wider, Australia's strong superannuation model is turning heads and potentially shaping future pension reforms. The UK's Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is taking note and exploring Australia's approach to enhance their own defined contribution pension schemes. But while there are lessons to learn, it's also acknowledged that the UK's value for money framework offers its own compelling advantages. Therefore, caution is advised against adopting foreign systems wholesale, with tailored reforms instead being favored. Finally, justice seems to be served as ASIC's keen eye unveils unjust fees imposed by some of Australia's largest banks, including Commonwealth Bank, Westpac, Bendigo, and Adelaide Bank, and ANZ. A staggering $28 million is set to be repaid, affecting 2 million Australians, primarily those on lower incomes. Poignant for Indigenous consumers, it's a major step towards equitable banking accessibility. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Remember to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for a host of consumer and business information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This is Paige Estratori, wishing you a financially savvy tomorrow and a prosperous future.